Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. A political phenomenon, from a television star to the most powerful man in the world, is capped off this week with the inauguration of the 45th President of the United States. That's the headline. In one moment, Ken Timmerman will give us an explanation of how this happened.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Ken, these are indeed exciting times. A political phenomenon in the last almost 2 years has taken place. It's amazing what has happened, and in anticipation of the inauguration of Donald Trump to be the next president of the United States, I'm just in awe as to how all of this came together. Would you agree?
It's been an extraordinary year and a half, I guess. At the beginning, he was not taken seriously. His Republican contenders in the primary, all 16 of them, made that mistake, one after the other. They did not take him seriously, and he wiped the floor with them. And he showed that he was a very astute politician, having never practiced the art of politics previously. And he, you know, bested all of those professional politicians to now become the president-elect of the United States.
Well, you know, you're right. He had never been a professional politician in any way, shape, or form. He was a TV star and has now risen to the most powerful man in the world. Do you have any way to explain how this happened?
Yes, he has instincts that are absolutely extraordinary. And for somebody who is a billionaire, he is connected to the people and to the pulse of the American people. He understood a number of really key things that the politicians did not understand. Number one, he understood that the American people were fed up with politics and fed up with the politicians. They were fed up, number two, with Obama and political correctness. They were fed up, number three, with Obamacare, where costs are just skyrocketing. And he understood that there was a popular movement out there where Americans no longer trusted the media. They felt that the media was just trying to control them. And guess what? They were right. And Trump understood that. And I think you've seen that with his persistent attacks on the media, even, you know, just this week in his press conference when he went after CNN as fake news. He said, "You are fake news." People love that, and they understand it. They get it. And it's what a very, very large portion of the American public feels as well. So that's really what it is. Trump was able to zero in on the feelings and the desires of millions and millions of Americans who felt that nobody has been representing them and nobody's cared about them.
Ken Timmerman from the Catbird Seat in Washington, D.C. with that report. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The world will witness this week how God can take a television star and make him the most powerful man in the world. Romans chapter 13 says that God places men in their power positions. Through 4,500 years, God has used human government to direct this world. Revelation, the 17th chapter and the 17th verse, says that the Lord will continue to use human government to lead us into the future. God has a plan for the future that will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...